Blog Talk Radio.
Montavian Morrow coming back at you one more time. We are here today gathered around this internet station, and we come humbly to talk about all your bad relationships and to put them to death so we can resurrect something new. I'm so glad that you guys have decided to join me this evening. Hope you had a wonderful time at church. Hope you all had a wonderful Easter, hiding eggs, eating chocolate, and doing all the rest of that crap that don't have nothing to do with Jesus. But I'm glad you are here now. And if you got some people, make sure you go tell everybody. Go tell your mama them. Go tell your daddy them. Go tell your uncle and your cousin them that Mister is on the line and he talking crazy as hell, but he telling you some good stuff that you need to know about. Get them online. Tell them they still got a little bit of time while we're doing a couple of few announcements before we dig into our topic. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. I got all this crap open in front of me right now waiting on y'all to call in, log in. Hit us up on the chat at Blog Talk Radio. I am opening the chat right now. Oh, wait. I'm going to launch it right here. There we go. The chat is open. If you can't log on to the chat and you can't get to me via the internet site, then you can also call in at 646-564-9774. Again, that is 646-564-9774. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what's going on with you. I want to know how you're doing in your relationship. Are you in one? Or are you not in one? What's wrong with you? Or what's wrong with everybody else? Get at me and let me know what's going on out there. Today, before I get into our topics, I got a couple of announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, please govern yourselves accordingly, as on every Monday night from the hours of 8 o'clock till 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will have the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. That is the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon every Monday at 8 p.m. Also, on Tuesday, every Tuesday night, we will have the Business Makeover with Sharice Riley. That is the Business Makeover with Sharice Riley every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, from 6 o'clock to 6:45. Listen, y'all need to be in the place for these shows. The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon, you need to listen to these two people. You have to get logged in, my brothers and sisters. Listen to my brother and my sister. These, anytime you have a couple that are willing to open themselves up and to be transparent in their lives, to give you the good advice that they've learned through life experience, through teaching and through counseling, and to let you in on their secrets on how they make it to where they are and what they're doing to get even further. people don't want to be transparent with you the way these people are being, and you'll recognize the realness in them just by listening to them. You think I'm real. They real. See, I'm going to give it to you raw. They're going to give it to you real. There's a little bit of a difference, but you can't miss them. They're giving you some good information, and I listen to them every week while I'm at work, and they have me sitting on the edge of my seat going, oh, I wish I could call in. I can't call in because I'm sitting up here with all these people. Y'all can call in, talk with them, get some advice, learn how to be successful. It's the small foxes that destroy the vine. If you can get over some of these small things, then it can boost you up to the next level and get you to the next plateau of where you need to be. Also, you business owners, you out here, I don't care if you're trying to rake leaves or you're trying to be the next Bill Gates, you need to be tuned in to Miss Sharice Riley with the Business Makeover. You got a business and you're trying to get your business from $100 a week to $1,000 a week, you need to tune in to Miss Sharice Riley. Because even if she can't tell you something that can get you to the next level, I bet my sweet ass that she can get you somewhere and hooked up with somebody that can help you get moved to the next plateau of your business, to get you from $100 a week to $1,000 a week, to $2,000 a week, to $5,000 a week. It's our connections and our network that determines our net worth. You better hear that. You'll hear that a lot if you get on her show, if you log in and tune in and see what she's saying. So listen, get in on that. That's Sunday night, you dealing with me, we going to help get your relationship together or help you get into one. Or we going to help figure out what's wrong with you in your own little world. I'm here every Sunday night from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock coming at you real, live, straight no chaser. You get what you ask for. Don't ask no questions that you don't want a real answer to because you going to get it. Monday night, you're going to come back with the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. They're going to help push you right on in. Now that you've gotten your relationship together, they're going to take you on to that next step so you can be successful in your relationship, your daily endeavors. Just getting up, wanting to get up and go to work so you can push on to do some more things. Then come on Tuesday night, Sharice is going to come and knock y'all back down with the Business Makeover to show you how to get your business from where it is to where you're wanting it to be. Fix those small marketing and advertising mistakes that you're making. Maybe you can be a part of the Den Network and get in here with the rest of us hungry lions and wolves and bears and all these other animals that we have and see if you can come in and add some value here as well. If you're looking to advertise, we have advertising space available. Get on here and you get to advertise your business on every show. You get to advertise on every show. Call us about a package. Send me an instant message. Log in and send me some kind of message, text message, email, smoke signal, pigeon. Get at me some kind of way if you need to advertise with this network. Also, we have coming up, I believe it's going to start in May, my man V. Scott is going to come and show you how to get these houses, how to invest in real estate. So Vincent Michael Orenthal Aloysius is going to come in the house, and he's going to show us how to flip these houses and how to get into the real estate market and game so you can start learning how to rehab houses and sell them for a profit. Or if you're just trying to buy a house, he's going to show you how to do that too. What things do you need to be doing to prepare yourself to get a mortgage? What things do you need to be looking for in a home? You need to learn this stuff. So stay tuned to the Destiny Empowerment Network. Stay tuned and see what all we have going on. We're here to help you. Help us help you. Help us help you. You know, that what's the saying that goes, if you want to hide some information, hide it in a book because we ain't going to never look in there. Well, here we are online with all this social media. When you get through looking at all this scattered ass on here and liking that chick picture that don't like you back and chasing after that dude that already got six other women, go on here and get you some information that you need that can help you and get you promoted to the next level in life. Okay, I'm going to quit preaching. I done preached about 10 minutes trying to get announcements in. So, what are we talking about today? Y'all don't know? Okay, let me tell you. What are we talking about today? Today's topic, we're getting into, are you ready for a relationship or not? You're thinking about it. You want to be in one. You don't want to be in one. You in one, but you want to get out of that one. That's some bullshit. I don't know. Ain't nothing out here but game. All these brides out here ain't loyal. Nah, we didn't have no technical difficulties. I just wanted that to sink in for a minute. So we want to talk about, are you in a relationship or why are you not in one? What is it that that's keeping you from being in one? 9 times out of 10 is because the last relationship that you were in didn't really work out too well. So what normally happens is when we get into a relationship, even before we get into a relationship, rather, what happens is we meet someone new, and the euphoria of that newness just takes over. When you first meet someone, and something clicks, whatever it is about that person, it just clicks with you, and it's all emotional, and everything they do is just wonderful. You know how they so fine, they so cute, and you're wrapped up in, oh, he drive this or she got that, or they so funny, or he just, how they take care of the kids, and look, they so giving and nurturing. It's all about whatever it is that sparked your interest in the first place in you. Most people, I won't say everybody because everybody ain't like this, but I have to play it by the numbers and go by what I see. Most people will find some wonderful quality in a person and they latch on to that one thing. And that makes some of the other qualities about that person may stand out, but nobody really pays attention to all of the unmentionables. We're all about the emotion of, oh, he's so cute, she's so this, she's so that. Then, 3 months down the line, after you have conjoined life with this person, now you're really getting to know them. The euphoria is wearing off. The newness starts to wear. It don't take long. It really doesn't. It doesn't take long for it to wear off. Then intellect sets in. And all of the unmentionables start coming up, and quite frankly, they irritate the hell out of you. Now his feet stink. Now you're tired of seeing all of her makeup all over the place. It was cute when she was putting it on and looking good for you, but now it's too much everywhere. You know, you started out liking the fact that he had big feet. Now them jokers stink. Now child support issues are coming up. Baby mama drama is coming up. He only works 3 days out the week on a part-time job. Her ex-boyfriend just got out of prison yesterday, but she knew he was getting out 2 months ago when y'all started talking. He crazy. Things are now starting to come up. Y'all trying to get a car. Can't now one of y'all get no car. Both of y'all credit bad. She was thinking your credit was good. He was thinking her credit was good. Both of y'all got a 430. Ain't nobody riding nowhere. But now you have conjoined. You done moved in. Y'all got pictures on the wall from where y'all was at the club when y'all first got together. Your kids calling him daddy. When his kids come over, they calling you mama. They ain't gonna tell their mama that, but they calling you mama. Y'all starting to learn each other's favorite foods and stuff. Y'all have conjoined lives with each other, and you still don't know who the other person is. So then what happens? It ends badly. So after it ends badly, now nobody wants to be in a relationship anymore because you chose what you thought you wanted, and it didn't work out. Nobody wanted to work at it. Nobody wanted to seed anything into their relationship as far as working at it and getting to know the other person. So it ends. So a great many of us are not in relationships because of the way the last relationship ended. So the point is, we jump in without looking before we leave. And one of my favorite quotes, y'all check this out, is that we don't plan to fail, we fail to plan. One thing that we have to look at before we jump into anything, whether it be a business decision or a relationship, which a business decision normally is some sort of relationship, and we'll cover that later on. But one of the things that we do, we don't plan on how we want to enter into a relationship. Now, while y'all thinking about it, I need some of this to marinate, because I just say it a lot. While you all are thinking and marinating on that, I want you to take a few minutes. Call your people, because we finna go a little deeper. Get on the chat line. I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message. Let me know that you're out here doing something. Ask questions. I'm going to play a song. Some of y'all are going to know this. Others will not. It'll be new to some, and it'll be old to others. But I'm going to play a song for you while we take a quick break, while we get some things together. Go get everybody you know. Tell them to come listen to this fool online talking crazy to us. And while you do that, here, check this out.
You know, most of us ladies take a whole lot of stuff off these men out here. That's why it makes me feel real good to know I finally put something over on man. See, my man had a habit of going out, staying out all night long. Sometimes he'll stay out two or three nights. But then he'll come home and tell me some stuff about a man needs a little new loving on the side every once in a while. If he knew what he was doing, he could get some new loving right here at home, honey. But you know, he messed around and gave me an opportunity to go out and get me some new love. Now, fellas, you don't want your woman to start getting that new loving. Because once a lady gets started, she doesn't know what the word stop means. You see, the ladies can last just a little bit longer than you fellas. Now, after I got me some new loving, I went home and changed the lock on my door. Oh, I didn't want him in my house no more. But then I sat around all morning waiting on him to come home. I couldn't wait to see his face when he found out his key didn't fit my lock no more. I heard his car drive up in the driveway, and I sat there and let him fumble with the lock about 15 minutes. But then I got up and walked to the door, put my hands on my hips, and a smile on my face. And this is what I said to him. You came home this morning, and oh, what a shock. When you found
Please.
The one common denominator in every relationship is you. So if that relationship didn't work out, you first have to take responsibility for the part that you played in it. I understand they cheated on you. What type of part did you play in that and they cheating on you? Were you paying attention to them? Because normally, a high percentage of the time, before someone cheats, all the signs are there. They're letting you know that there is a lack somewhere. Did you pay attention to that? That does not mean, hold up, unclench. Relax your muscles, unclench it. I'm not saying that the action of them cheating was good or that it was deserved. That shit wasn't right either. But were you paying attention to it? The signs were there before they got started. So although that wasn't your fault, what they did wasn't your fault, could it have been prevented had you been paying attention? They left you for somebody else that they thought was better. 9 times out of 10. Now, there are all those off chances, you know, because some of y'all have just gotten into some relationship with some ignorant people. You were not paying attention to begin with. You didn't plan. That's one thing. Okay. Nothing you can do about that one. Chalk it up to bad judgment, bad experience. Wasn't nothing you can do. But there are many instances that you did play some sort of part in this last relationship or in every relationship, whether it have been because you weren't paying attention or didn't look at the signs, or it is because you poorly chose who to actually get into a relationship with. You didn't look at all the factors involved in conjoining yourself with this person. All you looked at was, I don't want to be alone. They don't want to be alone. If we together, we ain't got to be alone. You didn't look at all the other factors of life that would come in prior to you getting involved with this person. So first and foremost, realize that you are the common denominator in every relationship. Take on that responsibility. Start with me. Everything starts with me. When I look at everything from that standpoint, that everything starts with me, then my view of the relationship changes. How do I receive information? Do I take every statement that is directed at me the wrong way? Do I have a bad attitude about everything? That may be why you buy yourself. What is the word that I'm looking for? Of course, when I'm online, the word escapes me. And it's the word that means, am I kind of dumb when it comes to people? What is that word? Am I naive? That's what I'm looking for. Thank you, self. You're welcome. Am I a naive person? Do I look at everyone? And there's nothing wrong with looking at people and expecting the best from them. You're hoping everyone has the best of intentions towards you. Do you look at everything without testing people's intentions before you give over your heart to them? Look at yourself first and accept the responsibility of who you are. Do you expect the other person to do everything to prove themselves to you prior to you proving yourself to them? It's got to be a give and take. Are you looking at them to prove, if you're a woman, are you saying, I need for you to show me that you're a man, that you're a real man. I need to see that you got a job. I need to see that you good with your kids, with your mom and them. I need to see if you're going to treat me like a queen, like the queenly woman that I am. Or are you expecting them to do all of that before you even show that you're worth them putting in the work to do any of that stuff? If you're a man, are you looking for a woman to come over and clean your house, cook for you, show you she can cook, love on you, and have sex with you and make your toes reach back and scratch your ankles, kick in on some bills if she feel like you need some help, help you with your kids, and if you fall short on your child support, kick in on that? Are you looking for her to do all of these things prior to you showing her what type of man that you are? Accept responsibility for who you are. That's first and foremost. And for what part you play in your relationships. Second point, what are you doing right now? If you're one of these people, if you're a person who is looking to be in some sort of relationship, you out here looking. You got your magnifying glass out and your Sherlock Holmes hat. You got your overcoat on. You out here with a flashlight in the daytime trying to find you somebody. I don't want to go home alone tonight. I'm looking. I'm looking for the right one. What are you doing to prepare yourself for the right one? Are you working on your career? Are you trying to get yourself fit? I know fitness is a big thing. I'm a photographer as well. I do so many things. I know I'm multi-talented. Y'all keep praying for me. But I do a lot of things, and I have a lot of people come, Montavon, I'm gonna be ready for my photo shoot. Okay, let's get you on schedule. Well, no, I got to lose by 15 pounds first before I get to be on, and I'm lose by 15 pounds, then I'm gonna be ready. Girl, hush. Get in front of this camera. Let me get this Photoshop for you. But I know that fitness is a big thing. The way that we perceive, again, the way that we perceive ourselves, it goes a lot to what we're looking for and what we'll accept. If being in a relationship for you, you want to be as fit as you can be because you're looking for someone who is also fit, I get that. I get that. But are you looking for a 6 foot six with a six pack with a six figure income and you 4 foot two, 300, make $22 a week? What are you doing to prepare yourself for what it is that you're looking for? Are you working out and eating right? Are you working on your credit, getting your credit straight? Because you're looking for a man who is financially stable. You're looking for a woman who has all of her things in order. So whatever you're looking for, have you gotten that together on your end? Have you fixed that within you? Do you know what it is that you want? That's a big question. Do you know what it is that you want? Are you looking for marriage, or are you just looking to go steady? You know how you say it back in the day. You looking to get married, or are you looking to go steady? Do you know what you want, or are you just trying to get have someone to a movie buddy? Are you looking for just somebody, just a part-time to fill in the gaps when you're not at work or being with the kids? Are you looking for a father figure for your children? What is it that you're actually looking for in a potential mate or a potential relationship partner? What is it that you want from them? Do you need somebody to help you out with that child support payment? By the time child support take all your money, you barely got enough to get a loaf of bread every other week. So are you looking for somebody to come in and take off some of the slack for that? What exactly is it that you're looking for? Are you just looking for some arm candy? She has to be beautiful because I go to all these events and I need somebody beautiful to be on my side. Are you looking for somebody to make you feel better about you? That's a whole nother show in and of itself. But what is it that you're looking for, and what are the deciding factors in what you're trying to get? Do you know what your must-haves are? Have you figured out what things you must have out of a relationship? What are the things that you must have? If you're looking for a woman, does she have to have long hair? Can she have short hair? Does she have to be a certain height, a certain weight? Does she have to make a certain amount of money? Do you have a limit on how many children she can have? Do you have a limit on how many baby daddies she can have? What level of crazy are you willing to deal with? Cut your ties crazy, or, you know, talk crazy to you in public crazy? If you're looking for a man, does he have to make more money than you do? Does he have to be taller than you? Wait, hold on, let me fix that, because I hear it is, and it knocks me on the floor every time I hear it. I have to get back up every time I hear this shit right here. I have to have a man that's taller than me when I wear heels, so when we go out, I don't have to look down at him. Now, I don't know if that pisses me off because I'm short or because that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But to each his own, whatever you like. Some of y'all looking for athletes, you need to be looking for Santa Claus. You looking for 6 foot and six figures with a six pack, you need to be looking for shouting around and bring gifts. But that's just me. I'm just saying. I'm going to give you advice. Whether you take it or not, that's up to you. But look here. What is it that you are looking for, and what are your must-haves? What are the things that are you looking for in a potential person to conjoin your life with, or to start going out with to be a potential person to conjoin your life with, that you have to have? You need to know these things before you start conjoining, before you start putting yourself in with another person. You need to know what it is that you want from them. How can I give you what you want to make you happy? One, if you don't know what makes you happy, and two, you don't know what it is that you want from me to make you happy. Hell, if you don't tell me, I damn sure can't guess it. You have to know for yourself. Alone time is a good time, people. Being alone is not designed for you to sit up and be miserable. That time is designed for you to go out on your own sometime. You need to be able to get up on your own 2 feet, you get up off the couch, go out into the big wide world, and figure out what it is that you like to do. What are the type of things that you like to get into? What type of shit do you like? What type of personality do you need to be conjoined with you or have at your side that also likes to do the, does the person that you get into a relationship have to like the same thing that you like? What if you like rap, she like country? You know, are you going to buy a Sleep Number bed because she like it hard and you like it soft? You need to know the things that turn you on and turn you off. Because what happens is when you get over all the emotion of being into something new with this new person, and now you have to deal with the unmentionables of this new person that you're with now, you never found out what things you liked and didn't like. So now you're looking at each other and wondering, who the hell is this person now? Now your intellect is setting in and you're going, I don't like your little badass kids. You need to keep them over there on your weekends. You need to stay over there somewhere when you get them, because you know y'all ain't raising them little boogers right, and I don't want them coming over here messing up mine. You know what? You really don't cook too well, so I'm tired of you burning up all my pots and pans and messing up all this food that we didn't pay so much for. You know, and it's small things. If you look at a lot of your relationships that fail, they fail because of some of the smallest, most insignificant crap, a bunch of dislikes and pettiness that you really could have gotten over, but it wasn't that it was that little petty thing that got to you. It was the mountain of petty things that built up to that last piece of pettiness that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So what are your must-haves? What are your unacceptables? What things can a person just simply not have? You simply cannot do this. You simply cannot be this type of person to be in a relationship with me. If you are, for instance, one of my pet peeves, this is me talking, one of Mr.'s pet peeves about when, if you are a dirty, nasty, stinking ass woman, I cannot deal with you. Or if you are unclean, I cannot deal with uncleanliness. I can handle a little mess. I can handle a little mess, but I cannot deal with an unclean woman. You know, a woman who is not. If I walk in your house and I feel like I've entered a public area of a sanitation department or something of that nature. If I feel like I shouldn't sit down or I might catch Ebola or something like that right there, you are not for me. That's automatic turnoff. We can't do nothing. I don't care how fine and how sexy you are, and what makes it so bad is that I have dated some extremely sexy women and gone to their house, and I knew I was finna get it in there, and Jesus, that's all I can say was Jesus, why me? Why? Why is your house like this? Why is that moving? Is that something moving right there? Is it a kid under there? Is that you got a pet? What is that? Oh no. And then if I'm a grown ass man, you know, I'm a licensed gun carrier, ain't scared of nothing. You know, I will fight. I'll take on 2 or 3 cats at a time. I'm used to this. Came up in the hood, ain't got no problem with it. If I'm sitting up in your house and clutching my pearls, that's a problem. That's a problem. We cannot. That's the first date and the last date. That is an unacceptable for me. That's an unacceptable. If we standing outside and I smell your armpits and we ain't even did nothing, if we going and working out, okay, I understand we working out. You got a little funky. We just standing out here. You didn't put on no deodorant? What the hell wrong with you? You grown ass woman. Unacceptable. Unfreaking acceptable. Your kids running around like they losing their damn mind? Unacceptable. Why? Because I'm a kid. I whoop a kid ass. I don't believe in kids running around doing what they want to do. Oh, they just kids. Kids got to be kids. Yes, kids have to be kids. Adults have to be adults. What adults do, adults kick a kid ass. That's what adults do because that's the job of an adult is to kick a kid ass, keep a kid in their place. How else would the kid learn if the adults don't be the adults? That's how I live. That's how I run things. If you have unruly children run around, your kid come up to me, kick me in the shin, guess what? I'm finna treat his ass like a football. I'm finna kick a winning field goal. I don't care if he 2 years old. Don't give a damn. How else is he gonna learn not to run up and kick Mister in his shins, lest Mister break his shin bone with whatever shoe I got on? And dare you or his daddy to say something about it. You ought to train the little joker. You ought to train him. That is an unacceptable for me. Have you learned that you feeling what I'm saying? I know what my unacceptables are. You have to be just as adamant with your unacceptables as you are with your acceptables. If you don't know what this stuff is, you are planning to fail because you will eventually get an unacceptable. We're going to take a quick break. Why are we taking this quick break? Y'all got me worked up, talking to my kids, make me want to run in here and whoop my kids for nothing. But I know they didn't do something just to keep them in line, damn it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry, I got one more jam for you. We're going to go back. Listen, get on the chat line. Get in here and let me know what you're thinking about. Tell me what you're thinking. Why aren't you in a relationship and what the hell happened with the last one? What's going on with your current one that would make you want to get out of it and start over fresh with something brand new? Let me know what's popping in your life. Get on up. The chat is wide open. Hit me on Facebook. I ain't got Twitter open, so you hit me on there, you're going to have to get me later.
I got up this morning, my first day on a new job. I got in my car, and my car wouldn't start. I went outside, I got my bike. I was determined to make this gig, even if I have to hitchhike. I was doing about 15 miles an hour. I wasn't missing now, spook. I got 3 blocks up the street. And the damn chain broke. I just keep on running. Running in the closed door. Mama Joe was right. She said, son, when it rains, it pours. Me and some friends of mine went bowling one night. And I was bragging about my stroke. When my turn came, I dropped the ball on my toe. I had this woman with me that I was trying to impress. I bought her a drink, y'all, and spilled it on her dress. If it ain't one thing, y'all, it's another. I spent my last penny on her. She told me she had a full-time lover. Just keep on running. Running in the closed door. mama sure was right. Just a sun when it rained, it poured. My woman called me up. She said, word done got around town about me going with her best friend, and she was gonna put me down. I left the house feeling bad, headed to a poker game. I figured sooner or later my luck has gotta change. I took a shortcut through the alley, and oh, it's a crying shame. Somebody hit me on my head and took my last piece of change. I just keep on running, running in the closed door. Mama sure was right. She said, son, when it rained, it pours. When it rains, oh, it really pours. I just keep on running, keep on running, running in the closed door. Mama sure was right. She said, son, when it rains, it pours.
All right, we're back. What y'all know about that right there? Y'all don't know nothing about that. When it rains, it pours. We're back online here. You live with Mr. On the Air. Listen, get at me online. Get at me on the chat or hit me on Facebook. Let me know what you think about the broadcast so far. I want to get into a couple more points here before we get out of here. We got about 10-11 minutes left. I want to know your questions. I want to know your answers. I want to know your experiences. Let me know what's going on with you. One other thing that we got to look at, or a couple other things that we got to look at when we're looking at making a decision to start to pursue a relationship is, other than what are your acceptables and your unacceptables, what is it that you are looking for, and how have you been preparing yourself? And do you know what it is that you want? Have you gotten your must-haves list? Have you made your unacceptables list? We need to talk about, are you over your last love affair? Have you gotten over the last person that you were with? Are you over that, or are you still pining over? If you on their Facebook page more than you on your Facebook page, 9 times out of 10, answer that question is no. When you see them with someone new, do you get this feeling or this pit in your stomach that kind of makes you a little bit sick? You kind of get a little nauseated, like you're about to have the bubble guts. You know, do you feel some kind of way when you see something good happening to the person that you were last with? If that is the truth, then 9 times out of 10. The answer to that question is no. I heard old people used to say, you know, the best way to get over an old person is to get you a new person. That is not particularly true. Because what you end up doing is you end up pulling that new person into your mess. When you haven't taken the time to heal from your last ordeal, you know, it's one thing when I fall and skin my knee and I start to scab and the healing process starts, but when I fall again and skin it again in that exact same place, you know, it hurts worse the next time. So what ends up happening is we start to get into a relationship, and when we jump from one relationship to the next relationship, well, we never heal from the last one. So we carry all of our issues from that last relationship into the next relationship. We never stop to emotionally deal with not only the fact of what the other person did to us or what we feel the other person did. We never stop to think about what it was that we did. They wasn't the only person cussing. You know, you scratched up some tires. You flattened some. You did some stuff too. Whether it had been in retaliation or out of just emotional outbursts, as people do, whatever the reason was, you had a part to play in it. You didn't get over that. Did you ever stop to think about, well, maybe if I had taken control of myself in the situation, then some things may not have gone as far as they did, regardless of the other person. You can't control the other person, but you can control you. You can always say, well, they did this or they did that, but if they have the ability to say the same about you, then you have to take responsibility for that and say, okay, yeah, you're right. I did get a little emotional. I did go a little bit overboard. Okay, that's something I need to deal with. You hit a sore point, and when you say, you know, you talked about my mama. You talked about my mama. You know, I can't take you talking about my mama. You say something about my mama, because I know when I was married, me and my co-parent, we used to go in on each other's mama. You know, you it happens in a relationship. You know, you go in your mama got bitter beer face. Oh, your mama the Slim Jim man. Oh, and we go in. Oh, your mama got a bow leg and a buck tooth. Oh, your mama knock-kneed and slew foot all at the same time. Oh, why you got to go talk about my mama? Now you're ready to fight. You know, if you know that's a sore point, then you need to deal with that. Does your mama have a buck tooth and a slew foot? You know, take her to the dentist. Get her a brace for that foot. That way you won't feel so bad when somebody talk about it. You know, whatever your sore points are, you need to deal with those things before you get into another relationship. They said something about, you know, your hair. Oh, Jesus, nothing talking about you wearing all that fake hair. Oh, you want to tell you, you wasn't worried about it when you met me. You was liking this long weed. Or she said something. Oh, don't say nothing about his car. You in that raggedy car. Oh, why my car wasn't raggedy when I was picking you up? You know, we get into these arguments and we get into things that are not conducive to the relationship, and they become sore points. And normally those are sore points of things that we have some sort of self-conscious or self-conscious issues with to begin with. If you think your feet are too big, or if you think your eyes are too big, or whatever it is that you don't like about yourself, and then the other person says something about it, well, now you have to deal with these things before you take them into the next relationship. If the last person cheated on you, then every time your new person gets a text message, that feeling comes up because you never got over it from the last time. So every time someone who's involved with you gets a message, you think, oh, well, you know, there's something to that. No, it's just a text message. It might be a message from one of these people who promote parties that's sending you messages every 30 minutes telling you to come to this party. But you've taken it as something else, and now you're going to ruin another. And, you know, I'm saying this, and maybe you're thinking that these are things that women do. A lot of these women tell me that these men got to, and let me just tell you how they tell me, a lot of these men got a lot of bitch in them. They doing the same stuff that we say that, you know, women are doing. So, and this is one of these things, do you need a man that's going to be a real man, or you need a man that it's all right for him to be a mama's boy, sit up on your couch, play PlayStation? That, again, is a whole another segment that we'll have to do, but this goes back to what are your must-haves and your unacceptables. But if you have gotten into a relationship with a decent man or a decent woman and you see them doing the same things that your last partner did, are you going to flip out behind that? Not to say that it was a negative thing. You know, sometimes I go down there and play PlayStation 2, but, you know, I got a job. But if you see me doing that, are you going to flip out? Do you think that's a pattern? Those are things that you need to get over prior to getting into another relationship, prior to you bringing someone into that mess. You need to get over those things, and you need to get over the last person that you were involved with. And I have to ask, Because I hear about, you know, I talk to a lot of men, talk to a lot of women. They tell me all these crazy stories about these people that they get involved with. And I have to always ask, where in the hell are y'all finding these jokers? Because some of y'all have some ignorant-ass people that y'all get involved with. I mean, plumb straight, ignorant. Where did you find them? Did you go to hell? And you had, you know, somebody told you to go to hell, and you went to hell and found you a mate and brought them back and said, "This is my boo." That is the only explanation that I can find for some of the things that I hear that people come to me with. Where are you looking? Where in the hell are you looking to find these people? If you're looking for someone that's that's career motivated, then why are you looking on a site why are you looking on a website and that person is there on that site all day? They there all day. You message him, he messages you right back. You shoot her a message, she shoots you a message right back. She ain't working. I promise you, he ain't doing nothing. You looking for somebody career motivated, they ain't getting at you until after 6 or 7 o'clock. Promise you. Where are you looking? Are you looking at the signs? I'm giving you some good truth right here. Where are you looking? Are you mad at what you're getting while you're looking? I've seen some of your dating profile pictures. That is not the picture that you need to have as a profile for a potential mate. You're not. That's the wrong picture, baby. Don't put that picture out there. That ain't the one. And I know a lot of people, I was about to say a lot of women, but again, the men are doing this too. If they can't take me at my worst, they don't deserve me at my best. Baby, we need to see your best first. You know, you put your best foot forward. Listen, I'm going to run a special on my photography page and say $25 I take your profile picture so you can find you some damn body, because that picture you got out there that you was on your way to work on one of your off days, no makeup, no lashes, none of all that other stuff that you normally put on, and I'm not saying that is necessary, but I'm saying if you're going to look for something potential, put your best foot forward. We need to see you. All advertisements for food, they show you cooked food, not the ingredients of the food that you're going to eat. They show you it already prepared. Put your best foot forward if you're going to meet people on websites. If you're going out and you're looking for someone, put your best foot forward after you have prepared yourself. Last thing, I need you, and this is very important, and I wait to the last 70 seconds to get this to you, but you need to understand this. You need to know the difference between your wants and your expectations. Your wants are things that you would like for them to have. You would like for them to have certain things or not have certain things. Your expectations are basically what you put on your must-have list. Must-have, know the difference between your wants and your expectations. I got about 45 seconds to go. You guys need tuned in to us here every Sunday night, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Get back on Monday night for the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Come back on Tuesday with the Business Makeover with Ms. Sharice Riley and all of us here at the Den Network. I'm so appreciative that you decided to log in, or if you're listening to us on the archive, I'm so glad you took the time out to listen to us on the archive. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing bigger and better things as the year moves forward. The show will get bigger. It will get better. We'll do more. Stay with us. Stay with us online. Message me. Hit me up. Let me know what's going on with you. Peace out.